It's interesting you talked about getting through the season. Also, something's going to happen, Scott, that hasn't happened in, what, 18 months? Because they couldn't reach an agreement because of the linkage between the playoffs and the DH, you're going to have pitchers hitting that they haven't hit in 18 months. How do you view that?
Well, I mean, look, I think I've talked to a few pitchers about it, and I think they're a little bit, you know, a little bit concerned, understandably. There's enough to worry about in terms of staying healthy from you know, keeping your arm healthy standpoint. Now you put having to hit back into the mix. None of them have hit in the last year plus. You're going to have, you know, oblique injuries. You're going to have issues that come up with just a swing or a guy trying to run the bases when he hasn't run the bases in over a year. So I think that there are some pitchers who think that, you know, it's a bit of a health concern. You know, there's also the issue of, you know, I think most people think that in the next CBA, there's going to be a universal DH. So they could be doing this again and doing it only for one more year. So I think it's a thorny issue. I think it's a little problematic. I think that I'm not there yet where I'm ready to say for sure that they're not going to have the DH in the National League. I mean, I think that there's still time for the baseball and for the Players Association to work some things out, whether it's a universal DH, expanded playoffs. Last year, expanded playoffs happened on the day before the season started. So they could go almost right up until the end. I don't think it looks great for it to happen, but, you know, there's always the possibility that, you know, they could look at this and go, what are we doing? This is a health issue. We don't want pitchers to have to do this unnecessarily. Let's put the DH in.